بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال فقال معاوية: كم بقي منها؟ قال: سهم ونصف سهم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We are still in this chapter of amanat, to fulfill the amanat, the trust which is on a person. And the particular type of amanat that is being referred to here is the distribution of the inheritance of a person when he has passed away. And also, as we had seen, that Abdullah ibn, that Hazrat Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu had made this wasiyat on the battlefield, which shows that how important it is that wherever, whatever condition, in fact it comes in the hadith, whenever a person has something to his credit which he should make wasiyat about, no matter how young he may be, he should have that was 3 nights should not pass, but his will, his wasiyat nama should be ready and be kept. So however, his son Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu went to such great lengths in order to sort this amanat properly out. So he says that after he went to Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the ruler at that time, and he asked him that what is the value, at what prices, what's the market value of the properties in Ghaba. So he explained, he told him that there are 4.5 shares. Each share is sold at about 100,000. So when he said that, then called Munzir ibn Zubair. Munzir ibn Zubair, who was present there also at the time with Hazrat Muawiyah, قَدْ أَخَذْتُ مِنْهَا صَحْمًا بِمِيَةِ أَلْفٍ. Then I take one share, one portion for 100,000, and that is 100,000 dinars, gold coins. قال عمر بن عثمان, حضرت عمر بن عثمان said, قَدْ أَخَذْتُ مِنْهَا صَحْمًا بِمِيَةِ أَلْفٍ. Another Sahabi was sitting and he said, I will take one share also for 100,000. وقال ابن زمعة, قَدْ أَخَذْتُ صَحْمًا بِمِيَةِ أَلْفٍ. And I will also take a share for 100,000. فقال معاوية, then Hazrat Muawiya رضي الله تعالى عنه, who was the Khalifa of the time, at the end he asked, كَمْ بَقِيَ مِنْهَا, how much is left now of of your property which you have in Ghaba. قال سَحْمُ وَنِصْفُ سَحْمٍ. He said, 1.5 portions I have got left. قَالْ قَدْ أَخَذْتُ بِخَمْسٍ وَمِيَةِ أَلْفٍ. Then I take that at the present price, which is the going price, and that is 150,000. So I will take it for that. قَالْ وَقَدْ وَبَاءَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ بْنِ جَعْفَرْ نَصِيبَهُ مِنْ مُعَاوِيَةَ بِسِتَّمِيَةِ أَلْفٍ. The narrator of the hadith, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Ja'far radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he told Hazrat Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that I will take your share for 600 gold coins. Hazrat Muawiyah took it at 150,000 and he bought it from him for 600,000. فَلَمَّا فَرَغَ ابْنِ زُبَيْرِ مِنْ قَضَاءِ دَيْنِهِ. Now Hazrat Zubair radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had settled all the debts of his father. They were huge and enormous debts that he had. But as his father had told him, whenever you have any difficulty with regard to my inheritance, you must call my Mawla. He asked him, who is your Mawla? He said, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair says that I saw, whenever I had a problem, I called upon Allah ta'ala, and Allah eased that problem. So we should also learn to do everything and put our full trust in Allah. Wherever we face problems, turn to Allah ta'ala and seek His help. So in this way, the shares were shared out between all of them, and Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it settled all the debts of his father. May Allah ta'ala also give us the consciousness of seeing that we also, especially all amanat which we are responsible for. And when it comes to inheritance, not to delay. Immediately he started and sorting it out And as we will read in front, he went into great caution and precaution in order to settle it all properly. May Allah give us all tawfiq as well, inshallah.